Damo, you were doing a bit of bench warming this morning. You're travelling all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. Just a very minor ankle sprain in the game up in Cairns, so it's more preventative than anything. I'll be fine to go for Thursday.
Only 90 minutes during the game, is that why? Did you get it early?
Yeah, I did it at the start of the third quarter, and then obviously it was a 20-point game, and not an ideal away game, but in saying that, Trev noticed it, benched me early, and yeah, like I said, I'll be fine come Thursday, but it's just one of those niggling ones.
Come Thursday, I guess you'd be happy to see the Red Army not in red.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like it's one of those moments where you're really proud to be part of the Perth Wildcats organisation. Trev's one of those guys that really, when he gets to work, it's all about work. It's all about the task ahead of him, and he leaves his personal life at home. Today was the first time he's openly spoken about his wife Dawn, what she's going through, the second time she's had breast cancer, and he was quite emotional. And the guys, if we can go out there, do our little part to try and raise not only awareness for Breast Cancer WA, but also hopefully some much needed funding, that'd be fantastic. And the least we can do is wear some bright pink, and hopefully everyone that shows up to the game on Thursday does the same, gets rid of the red for the night, and wears pink for a great cause.
What's it like hearing the coach vulnerable? It's unique to the situation to hear about.
Hearing Trev speak about Dawn, not only is it hard not to get caught up in the raw emotion of knowing that someone you've known a long time in Trev, the love he has for Dawn, and how it's affected him. A lot of the guys have walked away from this morning's meeting with the utmost respect and admiration, not only for Dawn, but Trev, to be able to push aside everything that's going on in his family life and coach the way he has, but then bringing that to the surface and realising that when he leaves here, he's got a lot going on at home. And, if we can do our part in raising awareness and funding, but more importantly, put on a display that Dawn's proud of, that'd be amazing.
Does it make this more than a game of basketball for you guys?
It really does. You like to think every game you approach it with the same manner, but the reality is we're human beings, and seeing Trev speak with that pride, that passion, and that vulnerability that he had this morning, speaking with his wife about his wife's breast cancer, it's a little bit of extra motivation to go out there and make not only he proud, but his family.
So you think it's not just a personal thing, it's sort of hearing the coach talk about that didn't really impact on the court as such?
Yeah, I believe when you show that you're a human and you open yourself up to a bit of vulnerability, that everyone realises, hey, I'm just like this guy. And for Trev to have gone through something like that, he really is a guy that I've always had respect, that regardless what's happening in his life, he's focused on basketball. Today he showed a different side to him, and I think the guys appreciated that and have only gained more respect for Trev, the job he's done here and how he's handled his personal life. But Dawn, I've known her a long time, and she's just an amazing woman, and for her to be going through what she has and still supporting the club, her husband, I'm really looking forward to Thursday, and it makes me really proud the Wildcats have gotten behind this.
You guys obviously invest so much. How much do you invest into that sort of situation
To be honest, the Wildcats get hit up quite often, whether it's for charitable donations or can we do this or that to get behind charities. And unfortunately, you have to say no at times just because you do have a game to play and you can't say yes to everything. So this really is a one-off for the Wildcats themselves to really throw themselves behind this. We're all in. All the jerseys we wear in the game during the game will be auctioned off later with all the funds going for the cause. But it's just one of those games that it is a rarity. But in saying that, I hope it's something that becomes an annual event, whether it's for the same charity or we mix it up each year, but it's something we're really looking forward to.
From an emotional perspective, are you invested in?
Yeah, absolutely. I went and saw Dawn speak at a high tea fundraiser about a week ago, and she said it takes, one person gets diagnosed with cancer, but it takes a whole team to get through it. And she mentioned that the Wildcats are a part of her team. And even though we've only played a very small part of her recovery and her treatments, then hopefully this is just another step forward in her getting over cancer, getting through it. But more importantly, as Dawn said to Trev, when Trev said, just focus on yourself, let's do this in about 12 months' time, Dawn said, no, I've been lucky enough to have early diagnosis, and that's why she's had the success she's had. If I can help someone else, with the prevention or early diagnosis, then it's worth it. So she's still going through treatment. This isn't something that she's overcome already. She's literally going through treatment as we speak. And for her to put all that aside so we can focus on Thursday, that's incredible.
What do you like? The colour, it's very pink.
It's very pink. When we got told we'd be wearing pink for Thursday, we didn't think much about it. And then they showed the uniforms, and it's good fun. And some guys, more than others, are really embracing it, probably a little bit too much. They back themselves with how they're looking in pink, and I think they're hoping this becomes a more regular event.
Are you hoping the crowd turn up in pink and all those things?
Yeah, I think it's something that I hope everyone gets behind. So if we've got 10,000, 12,000, 13,000 people there, I'm hoping as many people as possible are wearing pink, because the awareness is just as important as the funding itself. And if purely by showing up in a pink shirt brings awareness to it, fantastic.
You're going to go from pink to red to green and gold again. How does it feel to be selected for the Boomers again?
Yeah, it was amazing. I found out actually upon landing yesterday, I had a text message from Jan Sterling congratulating me on making the team. And then this morning we had an email confirming it, and obviously to see Angus Brandt's name alongside me as well. It's going to be great to play alongside him for the first time in the green and gold. But it's weird. It's the first time I've ever represented Australia mid-season. So it was a quick handshake in the gym this morning, and then we move on to Illawarra. But yeah, it's always a privilege to represent Australia, and having missed the off-season, it's great to be back in it.
Protecting the body any better than usual to make sure you get to the game?
Oh, look, hopefully, it's a two-game series off to Chinese Taipei the first game and then back for a game against Japan in Adelaide. Hopefully we're up 20 or 30 and maybe I can rest and have an eye towards New Zealand. But yeah, once you step into that Australian Boomers team, you really are only focused on the team you've got ahead, and we'll put the Wildcats on the back burner for those two games.
Is it a goal for you to be selected for the next Olympics?
Oh, look, it's a goal, but it's I'll be the first to admit it's not a very realistic one. I have no problem supporting the guys in Tokyo from my couch here in Perth, but the Rio Olympics were the greatest achievement of my professional career, and look, I'd love to be a part of Tokyo, but I'd be kidding myself if I think I'm a realistic chance. I'll be about 35 or 36, and there's a lot of great young talent. I dare say by Tokyo, the 12 players on the team will all be NBA players, and that's something to look forward to.
What do you make of the fact that obviously there's a buy in for the year to get this happening? How does that impact on players, teams, preparing for both two teams at one time?
Yeah, I think a lot of teams who might have some niggling injuries, obviously gives them time to rest some players and mentally freshen up. It's kind of that mid-season break that, when teams are starting to feel like it's a bit like Groundhog Day, all of a sudden you've got a week off. So I think a lot of teams are going to benefit from them who probably don't have a lot of players involved in the two-game series. Other teams like the New Zealand Breakers, who are going to have a handful of players involved in the national team, it's going to be a tough ask to travel, play, and then back up in the NBL.
And this week, you've got to get back on track, obviously. What's been the focus to get back to the form that you know you can play?
Yeah, a lot of it's the energy. So a lot of things that don't show up in the box score, and things we pride ourselves on, to be honest. So, we had a film session this morning. It was quite open and honest, and we'll back ourselves to respond well on Thursday. But the reality is no team's good enough to play at 70, 80% and get a win, and then we're exposed with a lack of effort at times.
Do you feel the schedule and travel played a part?
Look, everybody feels a game into a long plane ride, but all teams have to go through it. So you can't have a loss and then blame fatigue or travel. Otherwise, you're basically saying we don't expect to win any doubleheader. And we very much will back ourselves the second leg of every doubleheader. It was on the players more than anything. And hopefully the next time we're in that position, we'll play a lot harder.
How do you feel about the way the guys handled themselves during that brawl scuffle?
Oh, look, it was totally fine as far as I was concerned. One of our values is brotherhood. And, there was no punches thrown from our end. Guys were just protecting each other. It probably looks good on TV, but the reality was I don't think there was much to it.
Jen, Hugh Greenwood, who the club has ties to, his mum unfortunately passed away recently. Mm.
Yeah, I only just found out about Hugh's mum. Hugh's story is incredible, what he's done to try and raise awareness himself. He's got a tattoo of the breast cancer ribbon on his wrist. He's a really good guy. We only got to have him as a Perth Wildcat teammate for a few weeks, but I've known him a number of years, and my heart breaks for he, his sister and all of his family. His mum's battled cancer for a number of years now, and you can't put yourself into that position. So if Hugh's out there listening, my heart breaks for you. Thoughts and prayers with you and your family. But a great family, a great guy that's done a lot for his mum, and a hell of a woman. You realise how connected you are to this. I've spoken a lot about Dawn, but the reality is a lot of people have had friends, families, aunts, mums, grandparents be affected by breast cancer. And we've mentioned two, but there's plenty out there.